to talk to you this morning about the saying that there is two kinds of people in this world. There's those people who make life happen to them, and there's those who life just happens to them. And I heard that statement said over the New Year period, and I was wondering, which category have I fallen into? Am I one of those who make life happen, or has the majority of my years been life has just happened to me? And though as a Christian woman of God, I've been intentional to try to see that I want to make, it's okay. Joshua, we love you. Oh my. Has anyone seen the photo of Joshua and Saskia hugging in the little baby's room? Have you seen it? I have to get it for you. It is so beautiful. They just come in, and when they go in, they just hug each other. It's so amazing. I love that what God is doing in our generation. But I had to question myself, and I had to look over my own life and go, which category do I feel this? And with great honor, I can say that most of the year I thought I had been making one of my years unfold, but then there's been entire chapters where I've just let life happen. And then along the way, I've realized that I'm no better off because I just let life throw itself at me. And so this year, I want you to understand that 2018 can be exactly one of these statements for you. You can make it happen, or 2018 will just happen to you. And 2 weeks ago, like Gilbert had just spoken about, our senior pastor claimed over our 2018 that our church would be an Acts chapter 4 church, verse 31. And it says this, he said that ICC will be a place where they were meeting with trembled and it shook. This is us, church. This is ICC. The place where they were meeting trembled and shook. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak God's word with fearless confidence. Can someone give me a mighty amen? ICC, we are Acts 4:31 this year. Every time we meet, this place is going to tremble and shake with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Nothing else is about it. It's not about the music. It's not about the songs. It's not even about the preaching. It's about you and I coming together and causing a place where church will be that the Holy Spirit will reside in. And when he comes, earth trembles and shakes. Can someone say amen? We are leaving this place every single Sunday with a fearless confidence to speak the word of God. That's what happens. See, Sunday for the rest of 2018 has to be a choice that we will come, because I need to walk out of this place as an Acts chapter 4 girl going, I now walk out with a fearless confidence upon my walk. Amen? I may be trembling. I may still have a tremor in my voice when I go and do my things, but I know that the Holy Spirit will bestow upon me, will anoint me, will give me the mantle of fearless confidence every time I walk out of this house this year. See, we all left 2017, and I said, in Jesus' name, good riddance. Was anyone else like that? Don't text me, don't find me, I don't care about you, I don't want to hear about 2017 ever again. Amen. Maybe it was just me. But we all left it. We all left. And we're all heading to the exact same opportunities, and has declared over us a chance of new beginnings. Each single one of us have the exact same opportunities. We exactly have the exact same time of day, the same days in a week, the same hours in a day. We have the exact same opportunities. Our declared was over our house that would be a chapter of new beginnings. But we can either let 2018 happen to us, or we can make it happen. And I want to speak to you this morning about some things that you need to have in place for this to happen. In Deuteronomy, God told Moses to tell his people up to 45 times. In Deuteronomy 1:8, it says, see, I have set the land before you. Go and possess the land. This is at the changeover. This is the December-January period, day where God had spoken over to Moses and said, you need to tell the people, it's time to go possess the land. I want to talk to you this morning that God is saying to you, Mirella, I want you to go and you possess 2018. I want you to go in, Mirella, and I want you to possess all that is going to happen in 2018. Don't expect it to happen to me. Expect me to go in with a claiming and understanding that I have got 2018 under the hand of God. Can someone give me an amen? God said to Moses, tell his people up to 45 times, tell them to go and possess the land. 45 times, go and possess the land. The word says possess, some of your scriptures say occupy, some of it says claim it to be yours. For me to occupy a place means I need to drive out the current tenants and I need to take new ownership of it. So for me to come in and take over 2018, I need to go and remove everything that 2017 is trying to come along with. And I have to say, as of this Sunday, it's done. You and I don't cross over. For those that may have done this, this is awesome, but I want to just make sure that we're going together ahead. Why would God have to remind them up to 45 times? Because this reason, if you don't choose to make 2018 happen to you, 2018 will just happen. And we'll be in the same spot in 12 months' time, just wondering why, and if not, and how did this happen? But they had to tell him up to 45 times, because if you don't choose to go and possess 2018, it will just happen to you. And you'll keep going around the same things. But before you have seen the changeover of another year, I want to tell you what God was intending. It was a purposeful, it was purposeful that God allowed you to see the changeover. It was intentional on God's behalf that you saw the changeover. Last week's headlines, as I just put in Google, I opened up Google last week and it said, highest road toll triples from last year. Drowning spiked to an all-time high this holiday season. Unprecedented deaths since Christmas Day 2017. And somehow you and I have decided that that is just by accident, that we are not one of those statistics. Come on, are you someone in the house with me this morning? And you and I were not one of those, because 2018 has a purpose in your life. 2018 has a destiny for you to achieve. You and I are not part of the headline news. We are not one of those numbers, because God was intentional that you woke up on January 1st and said, I want you to claim 2018 to be the year that is going to be a new beginning for you. That is what God said. We are not a statistic. We have been able to see the changeover. All that happened was the clock ticked over, but you and I have been given the same opportunity. This year, I want to tell you, you can choose to have a hang up about 2017, or you can be what I've just said and close the door. It's done. It's over. The Bible says it's in my past, and He doesn't remember my past. So I'm not bringing my past up, because the only person who brings up my past is the enemy, and he has no right to have a conversation with me in 2018, because my God is the one who I'm going to discuss with, and I'm going to be seeking Him for everything. 2018 is a gift. I'll say that again. 2018 is a gift from God. He has a purpose for you to unfold this year. He doesn't need human beings on earth to fill human beings on earth. He needs people to live with destiny and purpose. So this morning, I need you to understand there is an opportunity for you to do this well this year. You can focus on whatever points you want to, but I have to understand that this year I am accountable for the next 12 months. I am accountable for 2018. Can someone give me an amen? You are accountable for 2018. See, we currently live in a world where whales and trees have more rights than I do. I currently live in a world where the human trafficking is still the highest crime in the 21st century. I live in a world that now in our country we have passed a law that human beings can marry buildings and animals. That's the world I live in. And you want to tell me that I don't have a purpose as a Christian woman of God? Come on, are you here with me, church? I am not here by accident. I'm here because God has spoken life into me and said, you've got a purpose and a destiny upon you. I can sit and blame the world for doing what the world is called to do. They are sinful. They are knowing what they're doing. But I have purpose and I have destiny because I know my God. Can someone say amen? Come on, ICC. It is not by chance. We're horrified about what the world is doing, but you and I just go, oh, we're just going to do another week. And God says, I've got purpose. I've got destiny. You woke up this morning because one thing said a yes and amen over your life. Not the enemy. Not your job, not your boss, not your wife, not your husband, not your children. God, the Lord, the Maker, the Savior, He said, yes, she will open up her eyes this morning and she will breathe another day. He is the only one who gave permission over my life this morning. He's the only one who gave you permission to open your eyes. Yeah, we stand here and go, oh, I'll just let life happen to me because you know what? I can't handle any more than what I've got. But I understand that I serve a God who has said to me, you go and possess 2018. You go out and you possess this land. You go out and you possess this year. We can sit here and we can be horrified, or you can turn around and go, I understand I have purpose. I understand I have purpose. But see, the truth is that the gates of hell in 2018 will tremble because you and I continue to live. I'll say that again. The truth is that the gates of hell will continue to tremble in 2018 because you and I continue to live this year. And if we continue to live with purpose and destiny, we will shatter the gates of hell. Can someone give me a mighty amen? That is my purpose and my destiny, that every time I walk into a room, that the enemy that is in that room is present and he knows she's just arrived. I have to understand that when I walk in with prosperity. I walk in with fruitfulness. I walk in with anointing. I walk in with authority. So it is aware that I am there and I have come to take possession. I understand that where I go, the enemy will tremble, because the Bible says, he said to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. Guess who that is? That's you and me. We are the Peters of the 21st century. He said, I will build my church upon you, Peter, and the gates of hell will not prevail, because you are now have a revelation of who I am inside of you, Peter. He said that because no one else has revealed that to you, Peter. You got that revelation from God. And that's why the gates of hell tremble. Not because Peter's a great man of God, because if you remember his story, he was far from a great man of God in some points of his life. But the Bible says that Jesus called and spoke to him and said, Peter, you are a rock, and on you I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail because you choose to know who I am. And then he continued to say, Peter, by the way, wherever you go, bind this and you can bind that, and it will be bound on earth as it bound in heaven. You loose this, it will be loose on earth as it is loose in heaven. You do it, Peter. You go claim 2018. ICC, we need to go take authority of what this year is. Choosing to know who you are under that mantle of leadership, under that mantle of calling, under that mantle of purpose. I ask you, do you really know who you are? Do you know that you're a daughter or a son of the Most High God? Do you believe that even though your medical reports will say one thing, the stripes on Jesus' back are thicker than the ink on that paper? I'll say that again, because I've had to walk that journey last year. Do I believe what the medical reports say? And you know, the beauty of it was, over the last 7 days, my reports tried to come across from 2017 to 2018. And they began to show, well, Morella, there's this, this, and this you still need to look into. And I said to him, but you don't understand that the stripes that were on my father's back, on Jesus' back, are very much thicker than the ink that is on this paper. This is ink on a paper that will be wiped away. I know who I serve. And his stripes on his back are for me to remember that every single thing that is written on ink is going to be muted and be liquid papered, whatever you want. It is just a testimony that I will walk out. Someone has got to be with me in this one. Amen. Do you know that if you choose to live out knowing you have a purpose and a destiny, 2018 will be the greatest year you ever lived? If you choose to live knowing that you have purpose and destiny, this will be the greatest year of your life. Make a choice. Choose today. Think about it. How are we going to do this year? Our senior pastor, encourage us. This is the year we have to make the changes. Otherwise, life will just happen. We will be sitting 50 weeks away from today and going, the same things happened again. But so you've got to understand that God is saying right now, at the beginning of it, make the change. Begin to believe in yourself. See, I can spend up here, and we will talk about in the coming weeks in our night services about goals and visions and how to put them in place and see the purpose that God has given you. But I can sit here and talk about goals and visions Sunday after Sunday. But if you don't believe in you, if you don't believe that you, that God has given you a purpose, that God has given you a destiny, that God has given you intentional walk, if God has given you a day to live out, if you don't believe that, they're just going to be statements. And New Year's resolutions every single year. See, before we walk any deeper into 2018, let me address something with you. Because what the thing you believe is the strongest thing you have right here, right now. What you believe, the core of your belief, is what will unfold in 2018. But the blessing that we have in the next 24 hours is we can choose to make a change. Choose to let the truth come out. Your belief is exactly what Gilbert was speaking about before. Your belief is what you're actually living out. See, most of you that are at uni because you believed you could do it. Maybe you went in trembling and fearful, but you still went. because you believe some little hope that you could do it. Many of you have only never gone to university because you thought, I just can't do it. It's because of your belief. Some of you are in a job position because at some point you began to believe, maybe I can do this. And some of you are not even going to willing to try for that job because you could never imagine you being in that kind of job. But it's all coming down to the same thing, your belief. I can do it or I can't do it. Proverbs 23 verse 7 says this, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. We've read that so many times, haven't we? But the scripture is not just that. That is not the full scripture. The scripture in its context is actually this, is that we're actually a people that weigh up the cost before we actually do something. Let me show you what I'm saying. The full scripture says in Proverbs 23, 7 says, for as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. He says one thing, but he believes something else. He's saying one thing verbally, but he's living out something else. The word think in the scripture here in the Greek, in the Hebrew is shara, which means to open up and reason. It's also the same word that is used as a gatekeeper's word. So as a man, or as he thinks, or as he reasons, or as he opens up in his heart, so he is. For as he opens the gate to that thought in his heart, so he is. Are you here with me, ICC? Your heart is the gatekeeper. Your thoughts is the gatekeeper. And out of that, you are going to live 2018. Out of that portion of that gate that you're opening up, we're living out 2018. So he opens up his heart, so he is. 2018 is going to come from the truth that you actually believe. Who do you say you are? Who do you say you are? See, because when the Bible said, when they said to the boys, but who do they say, who do you say I am? And God says, I am. And he just leaves the rest of it blank. Because you know what? That's for you and me to fill out. I am. Because he knows that my seasons are going to change and I'm going to need different things from my God. So he says, this month, I am your provider. Next month, I am your gatekeeper. Next month, I am your soul and only truth. I am the bread of life. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am what I said I'm going to do. I am. I am a promise keeper. I'm a way maker. What is it? Because God says, I know who I am. But do you know who you are underneath me or with me? He said, I am will never leave you. He said, I am said to go possess the land. But you and I need to understand, who am I? Who am I? Romans chapter 4 verse 20 says this. Abraham did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. And being, listen to verse 21, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to him as righteousness. Abraham wasn't righteous, church, because he did everything right. Abraham wasn't righteous because he was a good Christian. Abraham wasn't righteous because he was a lovely man of God. Abraham was declared righteous by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because he chose to believe that what God said was going to override what was actually happening in his life. The truth of the matter is he was 100 years old. The truth of the matter that his wife was riddled and could not perform anything else. And God had spoken. And you shall be a man of many nations. Out of you I will cause kings and queens to come out of you. And he says, because he promised, and I believe that he will keep his promise. God said, I will hold that man righteous in my eyes. Because he held to what he knew. He said, I know who I am. I know I'm a doubter. I know what the truth is, but I know who my God is. And I know that I'm a son of that God. I know I'm a son and a priest of that kingship. That's who I know I am. See, God held him and declared him a righteous man just because of what he believed. He said, I am being fully convinced that what he promised, he is able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. The truth is, he was living out the fact that there is not possible for them to conceive children. That was the reality and the truth. But there was a belief beyond that truth that God had spoken. How many times has God spoken to you and you've just gone, maybe, I don't know. Maybe this year you need to work out, what does God's voice sound like? How do I know? Who's going to say 2018 is the year that I stop questioning when God speaks? And I just want to go, God, that's you. Who wants to get off the roller coaster in 2018? Who says, I'm done doing these seasons up and down. I'm sick of going around the mountains, up the mountains, down the mountains and the valleys. I spoke over my 2018. I said, all the mountains that I had to climb in 2017 and now are going to be my road paths in 2018, and I will walk over them. They're coming down. The Bible speaks about the valleys rising up and the mountains coming down. I turned around and I said, that is me. Every mountain I climbed, every valley I went, has right now for 2018, you are going to be my footpath. You are going to be the road that I walk on. But you need to understand that God says, go possess the land. 45 times he said to his people, go and possess it. Take it. 2018 is your year to come. He was fully convinced that what God said he would actually do. Don't address your critics. Can I give this as a revelation to someone this year? Don't address your critics. Because when you do, you will elevate them to where you are. Don't address your critics this year. Can that be someone's truth for 2018? Because when you address them, you elevate them to where you are. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are. Come on. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Can someone this Sunday morning seal some things with an amen? Just seal some promises. I don't know how long you've been waiting. I don't know what your journey has been. All I know that God says you can go possess it this year. Take a hold of it. You start to claim it. You start to start again. You do whatever you have to do. But the amen needs to come from you. See, the amen came from Abraham. As he sat, he didn't come once the miracle had happened. He didn't come once the sun had arrived. He didn't come once the kings and queens started to flourish. He said the amen as he stood there in front of the angel, and he spoke the amen, and he said, I believe that what he said will come to pass. That's the amen. That was the amen. And the scripture says that it doesn't matter how many promises God has made, they are yes. But the amen is through us, spoken by us to the glory of God. The word promise is this. Everyone say it. Can you all see it? You're going to learn Greek and Hebrew this year. If I've got to learn it, you guys can all learn it too. Amen. Glick, you're off the hook. Promise. The word is epangelia. Where's Glick? I know she's here. Is it actually Greek? Is it? How do you say it? Evangelia. See, we're all Greek. Amen. Evangelia. That's it, all right? Evangelia. So it's a modern Greek, not the ancient Greek. It's a modern Greek. There you go. Okay. Let me get back to my preaching. Evangelia. The word here, so for no matter how many epangelias God has spoken over you, they are yes. The word epangelia is a law term that is called summoned. So when you're summoned to something, it means that you've been given notification that you have to show up. So when you are summoned to appear in court, it means you've been given notification. You can't give an excuse. you are summoned to show up and to testify or to be a witness or what you are summoned. And this is what God said. For no matter how many times God has promised, those promises are summoned to turn up in your life. Are you here with me, church? God said that doesn't matter how many promises have been spoken, they are all summoned by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to show up at some point in my walk with God. In 2018, I've declared. I've added the 2018 part. I've turned around last night and I began to write, as in the next 12 months, God, I'm just telling you, I'm summoning this promise to come to pass. Can someone give me an amen? I've decided that around this promise that God has spoken into my life, I'm going to do everything in my physical possible understanding, that I'm going to get wisdom and understanding and provision for that and prepare it. Because guess what? I said to God, I want you to summon this promise to come to pass over the next 12 months. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, that you promise your Ebony is going to be summoned to come into my journey in 2018. God says, I've summoned that promise to come to pass. It is coming. It hasn't got an excuse. It hasn't got a time delay. It's not witnessed by the time frame of your clock. God says, when I summons it, it is coming. And there is nothing around it that can display it, can abort it, can remove it, anything that God says. But I ask you this morning, are you in agreement? Are you able to say the amen to the promises that God wants to bring? Because when you can say the amen, you will activate it. But I need to ask you this morning, can you say the amen? What is your truth of 2018? Can I call Narelle back up? I'm asking you, what is your truth for 2018? Is the truth that the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my strong tower? He's my provider and my deliverer. And when my troubles and adversities come in 2018, I will not be fearful, I will not be worried, and I will not be anxious. That is where I'm going from. Is the truth for you? I'm strong and confident and tighter with God in 2018 than I've ever been. And I will face with Him the adversities that come my way. And I'm well aware that what lies before me, God has a plan for it. That is my truth this year. My truth is I will not be shaken this year, because God is my strength. He's my ever-present help in every situation that I will face in 2018. My truth is that He will sustain me in every storm that I face this year. And my truth is that even though the waves that will beat upon my heart and my family, we will not be destroyed, because I'm built upon a rock in 2018 and it will not be shaken. My truth this year is that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I may get overwhelmed in 2018, but I will not give in to hopelessness, because God is my hope, my strength, and my salvation. That is my 2018. Come on, are you here with me this morning? Come on, would you stand to your feet this morning? The greatest year is about to happen. The greatest year is about to come. It is about to come into play. What is your truth this year? That He's your provider. That He's your Jehovah Jireh. That He's your healer. What is it that you need to confess? What do you need to add the amen to this morning? What do you need to just speak and say that summons in the name of God? In the heavenlies, I declare it. On the earth, I declare it. I speak out God's truth. I speak out God's freedom. I speak it out in the name of Jesus. He's my truth. He's my confidence. He's my helper. He's my provider. He's my 2018. And I stand upon the throne room of God. And I come boldly. And I come fearlessly, God, confessing all that I have in the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on. Come on. This is your year. Are you ready to declare it? Are you ready to declare it? Are you ready to declare it? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Koraba Garcia, are you ready? 2018 is coming. It's coming. It's here. It's here. Are you ready? 2018, begin to declare it. I can do all things because it's Christ who strengthens me. I am the Lord God, your rock. You are my fortress. You're my strong tower. You're my provider. You're my deliverer. You are there in my troubles. You are there in my adversities. You are in my 2018. I will not be fearful. I will not worry. I will not be anxious for anything, for He is on my side. 2018, it's our year, ICC. We need to meet in the throne room of God. We need to meet in His throne room this morning. Jesus, we exalt you. Jesus, we exalt you. Jesus, we exalt you. Jesus, we exalt you. As the worship team comes back up this morning. Just before I continue, I want to remind you that you know that everything that is happening in 2018, God has already prepared you for. See, 2017 unfolded in me an incredible year in my health. I underwent 3 surgeries in 2017. But you know what happened? I began to, in my prayer time last night before God had reminded me, I think it was around about a Sunday night, in a little Bible study. See, you and I, or you may just disqualify a Sunday night meeting. Just, I've got so much to do. But on a Sunday night Bible study, a woman of God, Lena, sat and she shared a testimony. She spoke something into my spirit. And from that unraveled where God has spoken to Mirella, that is your testimony. You have to take that. And it began to unravel. So then what I didn't realize is that God already knew what my 2017 was going to hold. So I needed a revelation before I got there. So on that, we disqualify Bible studies. We disqualify prayer meetings. We disqualify Sunday. It's just church. Oh my gosh, it's not church. It is a place where the Holy Spirit will release itself like you've never released itself. And you don't know when you're going to walk in and someone's going to speak something over you. I had no idea that night she was prophesying into my life. You don't walk out unless you've got peace, Mirella. She had no idea. She just shared her testimony. And as I sat through every surgery in 2017, as I sat there and as doctors looked over my papers, shocked at what they were seeing, her testimony came, peace of God is always going to be with you. When the word of man tried to unravel me, how could this be? One doctor said to me, you should have bled internally and we would not. He said, if you would have taken one step out of this hospital, you would have died instantly because you're bleeding internally. But yet God had caused me to stay in hospital because he knew what I did not know. He knew what the doctors did not know. But see, in 2016, God was already preparing me for 2017. And I want to tell you that 2017 was preparing you for 2018. So we can walk into 2018 very confident because God has been spending 12 months preparing us. You've been getting words inside of you. That is why it's great to journal in church. Write down the sermons because you can go back and it was spoken over in 2017. That God is prepared. That God is speaking the truth. What is the truth? In 2018, devil, you're about to witness a new beginning in me. In 2018, you're going to witness a new chapter of me. I'm choosing not to be the same. The girl that'll stand on this platform 12 months from now, but by the grace of God, will have taken a whole new level. Everything about me will change. This will be your final witness to who I am because I know where God's taking me. I've been walking on this sermon not for now, but I'm here to just challenge you. What is the truth for your 2018? I'm strong. I'm confident. I'm tighter with God. And together we will face adversities because he's always with me. He's well aware of what lies before me. And he has a plan. I don't have the details. I don't need to know the details. Just like I had to know no details of 2017, I don't need to know them for 20 because I just need to know he's got a plan. He's got a plan and I'm going to be in his plan and he's going to unfold it. I will not be shaken in 2018 because God is my strength, my ever-present help. Amen. In every situation that I'm going to face in 2018. He will sustain me in every storm of this year. And even though the waves will beat up against me and possibly my family, we will not be destroyed because I know that I'm built upon the rock. And I know that I can't be shaken because God is my rock
and He is my fortress, and He is my Savior, and He is the Lord, and He is my Maker, and He has my beginning to my end, and He is my Alpha, and He is my Omega. And this morning I choose to give an amen to the promises of God. I choose to stand here and give amen to the promises. I stand here like Abraham stood, and I said, God, my situation looks in one way, but the truth is, You've spoken, God. You've spoken the truth. Is that your promises will come to pass in 2018. Your promises will come to pass in Jesus' name.